Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. Work is often spoken about negatively. It's seen as something that gets in the way of the really exciting things of life. It needs to be avoided, and if it can be achieved, one should aim to retire as early as possible. This thinking is in complete contrast with Proverbs, where work is seen as something inherently good. It is worklessness and laziness which are to be avoided at all costs. It's interesting that the writer of Proverbs refers to get-rich-quick schemes. This all sounds very modern, but throughout history, people have wanted to find shortcuts to wealth. There's nothing new about laziness. God wants us to work hard because it not only provides for our needs and the needs of other people, but also enables us to bless others with the gifts that God has given us. We've all been given the ability to enhance the lives of people around us. God looks to us to work hard at doing so. The Apostle Paul wrote, "So let's not get tired of doing what's good. At just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Over the years, I've been particularly blessed by the way I've seen retired people working hard for God. At a time when they had no pressure upon them to earn money, they wanted to make sure that they were still being productive for God. I've been inspired by their example. Working hard is good at any time of life, but it needs to be added that working too hard is never what God intends. Overwork causes tension and pressure that is never God's desire. Whatever our age, we need to find a balance between the work that God's called us to do and times of leisure and refreshment, which allow us to continue to serve him with confidence and enthusiasm. So let me ask you the big question. How well are you balancing your work and leisure? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for the blessing of work. We pray your blessing on those who struggle to find work, or who find their work difficult. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.